A typical scam goes like this. A scammer offers to help a homeowner in foreclosure, then sells the victim's house and takes all the profit. Katie Doyle says this happened to an elderly Wisconsin couple she represented as chief counsel for Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. Doyle says a woman duped the couple into giving her power of attorney, then conducted the real estate transaction without ever telling the couple what became of their house or their money.
That woman had taken $32,000, the entire proceeds from the sale of the house, as her fee. Our client did not get one penny.
State efforts to help prevent foreclosure scams fizzled this legislative session. However, similar protections inserted by Senator Herb Cole are part of the huge federal housing package put together by Congress to address the fallout from the subprime mortgage crisis. Attorney Doyle says there are gaps in existing laws when it comes to preventing foreclosure scams.
There are laws that cover some of this, theft by fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, but the problem is it's very hard to get this money back.
The proposed statutes would prevent most people acting as power of attorney from conducting real estate deals involving foreclosed homes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.